And there goes the full-time whistle. We've just gone over it around about 10 seconds, so I thought the referee would play more than that. The two managers, Ollie Horgan and Liam Buckley, shake hands. Deep down inside, Ollie Horgan will be so, so proud of his team's performance tonight, especially in that second half, Declan. Carlo Sullivan's goal, around about a minute into the second half, straight from a free kick, really. We weren't sure had it got a touch on its way into goal in past Ed McGinty, but we think that it's going to go the way of Carlo Sullivan, and that proved the difference in the end, Declan. Just rewards for Harps for such a positive approach in the second half. A big, big win.
Oh, it's a massive 3 points, isn't it? Especially after Waterford getting 3 points today against Bowes down in Waterford, and that's, you know, that kickstarts, hopefully that's the kickstart now that Harps need. The perform has been poor of late, and these are a big 3 points, and that's crucial, and that, hopefully that'll bring them into a big match next week against Longford, and if they go and get another 3 points there, it really kickstarts their season. But first half performance, Harps were second best all over the pitch. I thought Sligo dominated, had a lot of chances, and probably another night, maybe even one or two up. And second half performance, they started off very well. They got that early goal, and that settled the nerves. And also, they played a lot better, they passed it better the second half. And the last 20 minutes, Sligo huffed and puffed, a lot of free kicks, a lot of corners. Harps defended there for their lives, and Martin McGinley produced a brilliant save there from Mark Bourne. Brian McNamee made a really important interception again from Mark Bourne, who put right to pull the trigger. And it was just a real gutsy last 10 minutes. And as you say, the referee probably blew it up a wee bit earlier. I was expecting him to play another 2 or 3 minutes, but it was a real exciting second half. The fans were brilliant here, a lot of noise. Disappointing result for Sligo Rovers, obviously 1-0 at home, but it's a real gutsy performance from Van Harps. And Ollie, be well proud of his team tonight. And you know, it puts that gap between ourselves and Longford a bit bigger, but I guess it's a wee bit closer to Waterford as well, and that's the key, because we don't want to play in a playoff again this year. And it's a richly deserved 3 points, and as you said, we haven't won here in a long time, so it's a big result.
Yeah, big result, Declan. That's because Sligo Rovers up at the top end of the table have lost again. And remember earlier on today, as you say, Waterford defeating Bowes, that was a bit of a surprise as well, given their standings in the table. But Waterford, they move on to 25 points having played 23 games. Harps have played one game less, and they're now just 2 points behind Waterford on 23, and significantly it's now a 12 point gap between Harps and Longford Town, who are at the bottom of the table. They play Shamrock Rovers tomorrow in one of two games in the Premier Division, and those two sides, Harps and Longford, will meet next Saturday night at Bishopsgate. That's going to be another big one.
Yeah, that's a massive game for Harps, absolutely. And then after that, we're home to St Pat's. We've got Derry City in the Cup at home as well, and then with Shamrock Rovers at home as well, and then Derry City away. So a lot of big games coming up, but the key tonight was to get a result and big 3 points, which you know, at times we huffed and puffed, but tonight what you have is your endeavour, you had a lot of commitment, the quality at times wasn't good, second half performance was a lot better than the first half performance. Sligo were probably, second half performance wasn't good enough for them, I would think. Liam Buck would be very disappointed with that performance, but you must put your hats off to Van Harps tonight. That's a massive result, and come these big games, it is about getting results. Sometimes performance hasn't been good, but are you gutsy enough to come to places like Sligo and get a result? And tonight they got 3 points, and hopefully that'll kickstart now the season a wee bit. And can we bring that momentum, and can we go to Longford next Saturday and get another big 3 points?
Well, they will go to Longford without Mark Coyle, who'll be suspended for that one, having picked up a red card tonight, 2 yellow cards. Coyle did well in the middle of the park, he had another sound game in there, working ever so hard, but his night ended with that red card following the challenge on Bulger. 2 games tomorrow, by the way. Longford, they're back in action. They're away to Shamrock Rovers at Talis Stadium, and Dundalk hosts St Pat's at Oriel Park. Both those games kick off at 3 o'clock next Saturday night, as Declan said there. Bishopsgate, the venue for Longford against Harps, a meeting of the bottom two, but it's a big game for both sides, and that one kicks off at 7:30. So from the showgrounds here in Sligo on a damp and dreary night, but the action on the pitch was certainly entertaining, to say the least. It's finished in a welcome victory for Finn Harps. It's finished Sligo Rovers 0, Finn Harps 1. From Declan Boyle and from myself, Dermot Doherty, have a very good evening.